look and identify what people are doing well, what people might not be doing so well, how you do it differently, how their community is reacting to them, what content is generating the most interest on your channels, just with, you know, the help of analytics today, right? So that you can really continue to lean in and listen, identify the needs, and provide the solution.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. Chelsea, I am so excited to sit down with you during this podcast conversation. I know we were introduced through our good friend Ashley Stahl, and you are clearly a force to be reckoned with. And I know that I'm just personally excited to get to know you more. And I know that so many women are going to learn so much from the depth of experience and just like the grand ways you have shown up in your life and career in, relatively speaking, such a short amount of time.
You know, it might seem like a short amount of time, but it's actually been half my life already, which is a little crazy. I just celebrated my 30th birthday, which truly marked the 15-year milestone for when I started my career, which was a little like brain explosion emoji moment.
Yes. Well, let's just like dive into the teen years and share with everyone from the beginning. What was that pivotal moment at 15, and what happened that got you starting a career then?
Yeah, I mean, literally, I have to take you back 15 years ago. So this was 2005 and 6, really, where I started to crave more. I started to actually crave social media before we had social media. If you could remember 2005, you know, MySpace was really the biggest channel. And Facebook, if you didn't have a college EDU, you weren't getting on Facebook. And I was in high school at the time. So I was craving connection. I was craving to feel bigger than just my school community and my local community. And I was craving conversation and everything that social media really is today, right? Connection, conversation, enlightenment in all different topics, sharing your expertise, sharing your opinion. So long story short, I was in television production at the time and got this crazy idea to put together a radio talk show concept that I called Teen Talk Live. And if you know The View, it was very inspired by the format of The View, where I wanted a diverse panel of teenagers, of my peers, to really come together every week, have a topic of discussion, of course, a credible expert, and talk amongst each other, have conversation. And so I pitched it to a local AM radio affiliate, Clear Channel Studios in South Florida. And 3 months later was our first live show.
Amazing. I'm trying to think back. At 15, I think I was like trying to like think about what camp I wanted to go to that. Like putting together a panel of experts. I love it. Keep going.
I was also thinking about camp too. Don't let me fool you. But it was really just this calling. And you know, when you feel like you just have this pull to do something, you don't know why, you don't know how, you don't know where it's going, but you're doing it. And that's exactly how I can explain how I felt at 15. I also feel like I had like the cojones of a 15-year-old, of, you know, no fear of failure. I didn't have this self-sabotage going on. I didn't have the noise of social media to distract me just yet. So it really was a different time. Okay, so Teen Talk Live starts. We're rocking and rolling here. 3 years into hosting the show, little did I know, just as many baby boomers and Gen Xers were going to be tuning into Teen Talk Live as teenagers, because it was this shift. It was this pivotal moment in our society where millennials were taking over. And not only were they taking over, you know, in our personal world, like, I don't understand these tech savvy, you know, very hyper connected, low attention span children of mine, but how do we engage the millennial consumer? Mm-hmm. So it was a very big shift. When I graduated high school in 2009, I was so inspired by still one of my favorite interviews today. Her name was Christine Uwaizu, Rwandan refugee. She saw her father get beheaded in front of her. Her and her siblings went running through the forest for days and days until they stumbled upon a women's shelter. Long story short, she's an incredible nurse with a family of two boys in Canada now. Talk about, you know, the ultimate evolution and comeback story. I'm still planning to get her story made as a movie. Her and her sister lost each other in the forest and reconnected on Facebook just years ago. I mean, talk about it. Wow. She's the most incredible inspiration of my life. She also taught me something that changed my life, changed my career, Gina, and that was how lucky we were to have access to feminine hygiene products. Not school, not shelter, not education, not food, feminine hygiene products. So as you can, you know, nobody wants dead air on radio, but there was a moment of dead air because I didn't necessarily know how to respond to, what do you mean?
Granted.
Right? Feminine hygiene. Chelsea, we don't have access to enough feminine hygiene products in Africa, so women don't have the opportunity to go to school. We miss too much school that we get held back or we don't graduate. If we don't graduate, we don't get a diploma degree. And back in, you know, at that time, you really need that college degree to get a good job in Africa. So just having sanitary hygiene products was this incredible catalyst to their future that they didn't have enough of. So long story short, my 18-year-old self and my mother start picking up the phone and calling every airline, every sanitary hygiene, company, the Kotex and the Tampax and the Pearls of the world. Mm-hmm. Now I would send a tweet, picked up the phone. We got Kotex and Delta to be sponsors of this mission trip to Africa.
Oh, I have the chills!
On behalf of feminine hygiene care, we brought hundreds of thousands of sanitary hygiene products to the slums of Nairobi, Kenya, AIDS orphanages, women's orphanages, children's refugee camps. And CBS and Fox gave me a camera to document the journey. Came back, we put together a four-part docuseries, and Kotex caught wind of this docuseries and tapped me in 2009 to be their millennial spokesperson.
Wow. First of all, so well deserved. What big vision, what big heart, generosity, and just showcasing how one person can make a difference.
Exactly. And it might not mean that you have the end all be all plan, but if you just kind of, you know, to me, my true journey was that passion led to path, which led to profit. Mm-hmm. And I seized every opportunity at my fingertips, and I constantly was innovating within to expand and to expand personally, professionally. And it's been my now going business for 15 years. And where that pivot really, you know, changed was when Kotex, you know, tapped me to be their spokesperson. This was truly the beginnings of influencer marketing. Mm-hmm. Where a brand was tapping an everyday teenager person with a community, right, and a voice to engage on their behalf. So that one-year agreement of us working together, which was the beginnings of the brand You by Kotex, which is the only black box on the shelf. So when I walked into Marina Mar Agency, You by Kotex was a concept on paper. So everything from the color of the box to the messaging to the digital community to social strategy to the global speaking tour, I got to be a part of every facet of that journey.
Fun.
Amazing. Once in a lifetime pinch me that really happened in my life. And that one-year agreement turned into 5 years working together. So I call that my master's in influencer marketing and consulting, and I then innovated within and began to expand my business, not just in media, hosting and producing. So I was producing at that time for affiliates across the country, broadcast and digital, but consulting, right? So working in front of the scenes and behind the scenes on strategy when it came to content creation, development, branding, marketing, even bringing together an influencer network that led me to help pioneer a millennial board of advisors for Cosmopolitan magazine. Amazing catalyst to, again, 15 years. I could, you know, talk your ear off all day about this, Gina, but a lot of people don't realize that's how it got started, because it was 15 years ago, but it was a local AM radio show. So passionate and moved by, you know, this interview with Christine about, you know, that I, this little me in Delray Beach, Florida, need to do something or try to do something. And that something led to everything for me.
It's such a glorious testament of follow your heart. You know, follow your heart. Like, we women have been, it's been so ingrained, the masculine way, do what's probable, predictable, practical, you know, work 100 hours a week, send, you yes. know, 1,000 pitches a day, and that's how you're going to succeed. But we know that A, there's a lot of people doing that and they're not necessarily successful. And B, even if they land the whatever, the deals, the gigs, the this, that, they're burnt out and exhausted and depleted. And so you just showing up in all your passion and glory and not needing to know the hows. You know, it's, I think it's just the number one thing that probably holds women back, other than what are people going to say about me, is yes. but how's it going to happen? And like, you don't know at the beginning.
And you know what, Gina, I can't tell you how easily I could have not got just got started. I was 16 years old. So just imagine, go back to your 16-year-old self, where your friends and your peers' thoughts about you was everything, right? I was totally caught up in a bad, you know, a bad cycle of bullying. I was, you know, there were the mean girls going on. And when I shared with my group, my girl group, I have this idea, you know, I'd love to hear what you guys think. And one, I want to hear what you think. Two, do you guys want to be a part of it? There were a group of what I would call some of my closest friends that looked at me and went, "Who the F do you think you are?" And stopped talking to me. And I made t-shirts about for the launch of Teen Talk Live, and the girls graffitied all over the t-shirts and like were trying to sabotage like the day of the launch. And
I
could tell you like over a story of how easily it could have been to let the mean girls win or let the outside noise stop me from moving forward. And I have to say, I have only my mother to thank for whipping me into shape, because she found me crying in my closet one night, covered in hives, going, "I can't do this. You know, who am I? Who do I think I am? You know, I don't know what I'm doing." And she was like, "Are you really going to let them win? Or are you going to try and see what happens?"
Preach.
And it was the biggest aha moment of my life. Like, I can let other people stop me, or I could stop myself, right? And it's about, and I do want to take a moment, Gina, because I realize that, you know, my story is definitely quite the evolution, but I did take into consideration timing, right? What was trending in the universe? Where was the void, right? I realized that teenagers weren't even called millennials at the time. And I realized that we were thinking and speaking and acting differently. And there was no programming, you know, or content that was feeding that. You know, it was literally Miley Cyrus and 16 and Pregnant and the Disney Channel. Like, it was MTV and the Disney Channel. So I identified, you know, a need and created a solution in Teen Talk Live. I did market research. I had training in television production for 4 years at that point. So, you know, I always like to say, you know, you really never know what happens, but if you could really evaluate the need in the market and try to create this niche solution with your unique twist, and feel that there's a market for that need, there's a market for your solution, then it's a go moment, right? And it's always a yes until it's a no.
That's why everyone needs to stop and write this down. You identify a need and you create a solution. And that's your go moment. love it.
Yes. And it doesn't matter if Sally and Sam and Sarah and Sandra are doing it, right? It matters how you're going to do it and how you're going to do it uniquely and how you're going to do it with passion and enthusiasm. Because now in 2021, it is a cluttered environment, right? We can't beat around the bush. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of competition in the social media landscape. There's a lot of competition in digital e-commerce and, you know, service.
Wild West anymore.
Right. It was the Wild West back in 2007, right? So now, but now we have that much more opportunity to social listen, look and identify what people are doing well, what people might not be doing so well, how you do it differently, how their community is reacting to them, what content is generating the most interest on your channels, just with, you know, the help of analytics today, right? Mm-hmm. So that you can really continue to lean in and listen, identify the needs, and provide the solution. So there's a lot of listen and learn along the way that we have the opportunity to do today that we didn't have, you know, 15 years ago. So
I love it. So when you listen, I found that pretty much everything I've created in my particular lane of business has really come from my own either pain or desires. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I've really gotten that what's most personal is most universal. And so that's where I've really created from. And so I'm hearing you do almost the opposite, where you're looking at what's going on in the community. Does it link back to you personally?
Oh, it has to. It has to. Because if it doesn't have that personal connection, that's where we creep into burnout. Mm. Right? Because if we're not doing something that feels good within, or that we're actually passionate about at the end of the day. And you know what? If your passion is fueled by income and revenue, good for you. Good for you. Some people just need to, you know, like what they do a little bit more, and the income is a little, I rather do what I love every day and earn a little bit less every year. This is your journey. Nobody can tell you how much you should earn, what you should be doing every day, but you should get up every day and go, all right, I'm ready to do this, and I'm energized to do this. So I do believe it has to be a hybrid of passion to meet profit, because your profit's not, you know, when you plant that seed, the fruit doesn't bloom the next day.
No, it does not.
So you need to give it the TLC. We got to give it the sunshine and the water and, you know, a little at the end of the night, right?
Belief and the perseverance, absolutely.
It is all about passion and persistence. Passion and persistence. I had an amazing opportunity when I was a year into Teen Talk Live. I went to the Regis and Kelly show, and it was still Regis and Kelly. And it was just because my friend got me tickets, and I was sitting in the front row, and I'm like, you know, like that girl in the front row. And of course, I admired Kelly Ripa and Oprah and Barbara and Diane Sawyer. I mean, these were my idols at 16 years old. And I swear, I think I was like catching flies for so long that Kelly like went like this to me and asked me to be like one of the fun like dancers at the beginning of the show.
Oh, I could so see it.
It's like still on YouTube somewhere, okay? And I was like doing my thing on Regis and Kelly. And next thing I know, the show's over and I get a tap by the producer. And she's like, Kelly wants to meet you behind this backstage.
Oh, yes.
Are you kidding me? Like, what is that? Who's punking me? Like, what is happening? So I go into her dressing room. And she's like, who are you? What do you do? Do you go to school here? I took that opportunity. I pitched her Teen Talk Live. I was like, this is what I'm doing. You know, what do you think? And she was like, persistence, persistence, persistence. And one day I know I'll be interviewing you.
Oh, Chelsea, another chills moment.
And I can't even tell you how that persistence, persistence, persistence was echoes in my head still 15 years later. And it's so true, though, because I think we all look for the quick fix today, Gina. We all look for that quick solution, overnight success story.
I think that there's something wrong with us or our product or our idea or our program if it doesn't just become this instant hit.
Exactly. And that's not everybody's reality. It's some people's reality, right? Those social sensations but those social sensations or those viral things then have to have the sustainability behind it, right? To contain it, to sustain it, to grow it, right? Before it just is like flop. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, remind yourself that you are the seed. And that you need to be watered every day.
Every day.
Every day. And that really comes along with, you know, that passion piece. So that if you feel fueled to water yourself every day, you know, you're more likely to stay in the game.
And I think too, it's always amazing. This is like such a great point. Like, so we're talking about like our biggest dreams, our biggest desires, our biggest passions. And it's like, you wouldn't think that you need to remind yourself to like envision that and water that and give that love every day. 'Cause it's like your biggest dream. And yet I like when I see women lose the faith, get into burnout, get overwhelmed with doubt and, you know, I don't have what it takes stuff. It's really just because we've gotten away from that practice of visualizing, seeing that and giving your own biggest dreams attention every single day.
A million zillion percent. And it was so ironic, Gina, because my sister-in-law and I, she is a psychotherapist. She is an amazing trauma healer. And she is also a parenting coach. Her name's Marissa Hughes. And her and I were both kind of in a moment of burnout, you know, and just venting to each other as girls need to do, right? You gotta have your people that you can vent to along the way. Mm-hmm. And I'm so lucky. We live 15 minutes apart. And, you know, she just had a second baby, wow, running her own business. I mean, talk like, you know, I am woman, hear me roar, Marissa. Mm-hmm. And we were realizing that, you know, my personal branding, small business marketing, coaching clients were saying the same things as her trauma, you know, and psychotherapy clients. And there was so much crossover in this language of self-sabotage and doubt and fear and these negative stories that we were continuing to tell that were keeping us stuck, mm-hmm, versus helping us propel forward. So long story short, we were like, you know what? Let's combine our expertise or what we know about the personal and professional self, mm-hmm, because as entrepreneurs, as small business owners, as mothers, as people, we need to constantly be fueling both selves, our personal and professional self. Even if you are the job seeker, let alone the business owner, right? We should be fueling ourselves personally and professionally. So we came together to create the Rainbow Reality Method. And it's a 7-step process to help you step into your rainbow reality. You know, because, and it was amazing that we just kind of created these 7 steps, 7 colors to the rainbow. But the rainbow to us was so significant because usually, most likely, the rainbow always comes after the storm.
Yep.
And it has to rain and it has to thunder and there has to have some lightning for that beautiful, epic, symbolic rainbow to appear in the sky. And it's like really in those breakdown moments, in those lows, are the biggest learning lessons, are these aha silver lining opportunities that we could choose to let defeat us, mm-hmm, hold us down, keep us back, or uses fuel to push us forward. And one of the things that was such an aha moment in our exercise to creating the Rainbow Reality Method was the negative voice inside our head. Like, how much throughout the day are you talking to yourself? All day long, right? How much of that voice is not yours? Is it your old boss? Is it an old boyfriend? Is it an ex-husband? Is it a negative friend? Is it a sabotagey colleague? Is it your mom or dad?
Or just something that you made up, like something you assumed.
Something that you read on social media that's haunting you, right? And then address, you know, acknowledging that negative voice, identifying whose it is, and rewiring that conversation, right? So this is kind of, a part of our seven steps. It's rainbowrealitymethod.com. It's a free guide. Nothing, no cost about it. It's really, and we launched it right before the COVID pandemic really hit.
Oh, wow.
So it was kind of this like, wow, like, don't we all need this more than ever kind of tool that was so, we were so happy to be able to just offer for free because we are in that storm right now. Right. So many of us have been furloughed or laid off, or our husband has, and sickness and illness and the news and, political angst.
And what's next? Just all the reconsidering and rethinking. What am I doing with my life or my career? Or yes. Am I just going through the motions, or am I really doing life by design?
Exactly. It's really a seven-step process that helps you identify your present self so that you can kind of step into your best self. And it's something that now that, I have been using over the past year, where the seven steps become this daily framework for how I think. And I can check myself along the way, and I can tell when I'm getting off balance, and I can kind of recenter myself through just moving through those seven steps. And at the end of, that seven steps, it's coming back to gratitude. All right. This might not be the best time ever, right? In 2021, it's still a very challenging era that we're living in, but there is so much in my life, right? In your life and everybody like where you can find that gratitude moment.
Yes.
To give you the strength to keep going, right?
Because you can't create what you desire from this place of defeat and doubt and depression and all of it. We'll, of course, make sure that the links for that is in the show notes too, so everyone can get a hold of that. So, I mean, clearly we're doing lunch at some point when it's safe to do so, and there's so much more that we could talk about. Before we wrap today, like, what's next for you? What are you lit up about? What's happening? Fill us in.
Well, I'm really excited because just within the past few months, my How to Work Smarter, Not Harder course launched on LinkedIn Learning. Yes, it is so exciting because, ladies and gentlemen, it is all about how to work smarter, not harder in the year 2021, especially
day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Exactly. And I put my everything, my best nuggets, my most beautiful gems into this course to really make it as turnkey and effective for you to apply to your life, like right now. Not like, oh, I have to do this for 30 days, 100 days. No, right now, right? It's just like an hour and change course. You could sit and watch this course. It is not $1,000. It is not $3,000. If you're not a LinkedIn premium member, it's like a $20 commitment. And this course is not only great for you, but it's great for your team. It's great for your interns. It's great for your colleagues. So everybody should be empowered with how to work smarter, not harder today, especially in the digital, remote, virtual work environment that we live in. If you are a service-based entrepreneur or small business, this was really crafted for you. And it also does enhance your personal branding efforts, right? So it's all within the framework of personal branding, how to work smarter, not harder. My personal branding courses on LinkedIn Learning as well. It was ranked top 12 globally in 2020.
Congratulations. We'll make sure all the links are there in the notes as well.
So I'm just so happy to have these tools that are not going to break your bank and that you really can learn from right now and simplify and apply to your business and to your life. But what's next is in the theme of working smarter, not harder. I am 24 weeks pregnant with my first child.
So happy for you.
Thank you. So I am like really creating this work smarter, not harder environment so that I, as a business owner, I could also be a mommy, right? And because there's no reason why women can't do it all or do their all. Mm-hmm. And figuring out what that looks like for me. And really working one-on-one with my coaching clients who are entrepreneurs and small business owners wanting to enhance their personal branding, social media content marketing efforts. But yeah, June, I am going into labor, and it's going to be the first time, Gina, in 15 years that I'm going to, you know, go, okay, I'm not available for 2 months. So that's very empowering for me.
Yes.
I'm very excited about this next journey of what it means to be a working mother, mm-hmm. and also help further empower the working moms out there, right, that feel like, how can I do this? Mm-hmm. Is it possible? Yes, it is. We will figure it out together.
Yes.
So how to work smarter, not harder, and personal branding are my mission. I walk, talk, eat, and breathe it every day for myself and for my clients. And honestly, the biggest next chapter is more personal than professional, mm-hmm. which is the first time I could say that in like the past 15 years, which is exciting.
You are on so many levels. You are due, my darling. What a breath of fresh air. What a delight. So many powerful nuggets here of, I love how you simplified it. Discover the need and create the solution and get your brain straight. Keep your brain going on what is possible versus fearing what is not. Chelsea, it's just been such a delight. Like I said, I can't wait for us to get together live in person. And we'll make sure that all of those awesome links are in the show notes. And for everyone else, take a screenshot of this episode and tag me and Chelsea on Instagram. Let us know what your top takeaways were from our time together. We love seeing your feedback and hearing from you and seeing what you got out of it as well. So, Chelsea, thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for being here today. Whew. I know I feel better. I hope you feel better. I want to invite you to make sure that you are signed up for the Q Club premiere. That's right. This is 5 days where you just get to come and be given to the desire that we're talking about you manifesting. It's going to be just enhanced and supported so much more over these 5 days of goodness, of you getting so great at divine living. So I want to make sure you're there. It's totally free. Tell all your friends about it. Check out the links in the show notes and make sure you are signed up because it's only 5 days. I want to make sure that you get in on it. Lots of love, ladies. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.